Hello, and welcome to Revolutionize Your Love Life. Do you want to know more about love relationships? What makes them work? How to create the one of your best dreams? Do you want to be in a really healthy, juicy love relationship? In these podcasts, we will give ideas and practical advice to light your way. Whether you're looking for a love partner, already in a relationship you wish could be better, or leaving one that has run its course, there will be something to inspire, empower, and support you. Revolutionize Your Love Life is a fortnightly podcast where you will access the knowledge and wisdom of love experts and relationship coaches from across the world to help you find true fulfillment in love. I am your host, Heather Garbutt. Welcome.
Hello, Heather.
Hello.
Thank you for coming today. It's lovely to have you here.
Oh, thank you very much. It's really lovely to be with you, Catalina.
Thank you. Would you like to tell us a few things about yourself and what you are doing?
Yes, I can. I'm just going to put you on a speaker view, then I've got you in the middle. That's much more.
Okay.
Yes. So I'm originally a psychotherapist. I have been doing that for 40 years. But in the last 10 years, I started to look for a really good love partner for myself. And that took me to calling in the one. It was one of those Valentine's Day things. You know, I woke up on Valentine's Day and I was all on my own. And it was cold outside and it was cold inside. And I felt really lonely. So I opened up my emails on my phone and there was a little caption that said, "Do you want to create a miracle in your love life?" And I said, "I do. I'm never waking up alone on Valentine's Day again." So I did the Calling in the One course for myself. And that was absolutely brilliant. And I have called in Ian. We're now living together for 9 years, which is really lovely. And because it worked for me, I wanted to do that for other people. And as part of that, I also did conscious uncoupling training. Both of these are coaching programs. Conscious uncoupling helps individual people to separate well. Doesn't need cooperation from both parties. It's so that you keep your dignity, you don't fight, you have some sort of cooperative relationship with your former partner going forwards if you need it. You know, like if you've got children, yeah, or if there are financial connections, it tries to keep everything as tranquil and cooperative as possible. And it really works. I've seen it really work. What is the core of both of them is calling in yourself. So looking at your patterns in love, what you do as in relation to yourself, how you treat yourself,
yeah,
what you believe about yourself, and the actions that you take from that place. And what we do is get you to a place where you're in an empowered, courageous place. You imagine yourself in whatever position it is you want to be in. So if it's calling in the one, it's with your true love. And if it's conscious uncoupling, it's a clean, clear, cooperative relationship. We imagine you into that, who you are there. And that's who you live from. So you get a feel of who you are when you're achieving all your goals to have the beautiful relationship, or to be in a calm space to be able to bring up your children with your ex, or to be separated completely if that's what you need. And I guess perhaps with the people that come to you, that's what they need, if at all possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's possible to have such a life. It's really possible.
It is. I see it all the time. Even people who've been married 35 years to coercive controllers, you know, 2 years on, they're already in a new relationship with somebody who fits them so much better.
Yeah. But how do they find the courage to look for another partner and to trust that partner?
You go really slowly. Go really, really slowly. I can share my dating guidelines with you for your people, yeah, if you would like, because it talks about getting really clear on what you want, get really, really clear on how you want to feel, what the person's values are, what their attributes are. And I don't mean that they're 6'2" or whatever with dark brown hair. You want to have them, they've got, wholesome family values. They're respectful, they're trustworthy, they're loving. As Felicia saying yes, please to the guideline. I'll send them afterwards, Felicia. That's lovely. So that's the first bit. And then we look at how to create a profile that will enable you to attract the right sort of person. And then how to interact. I can see her smiling. That was lovely. How to interact so that you get the best from that person, or you really discern whether they're good. You test out in the messaging, if it's online or in first meetings, you see how they behave. You watch out for love bombing because, people who've been abused in this way are really susceptible to somebody telling them they're wonderful and they're really loved and wanted. I count myself among those people. It's so, we're so full of longing that we'll want that. And it's so easy just to grab onto the first person that comes. But what we do is really give you support so that you don't feel like they are more important than you. You have support and you are standing back looking. You are standing back discerning, observing. How do they treat the waiter? How do they speak about their ex? How do they speak about their parents? What's of value to them in life? Are they a Trump supporter, for instance? You can still see, oh, that probably means a pretty controlling and narcissistic. Yeah. I just want to check what was in the chat because she said, yes, please, to the guidelines. I just wondered if there was anything else. No, that's it. Good. Thank you, Felicia, for bearing with us. I know you're on the train, so that's really lovely.
A good one with Trump. If you have any questions, you may write them on chat and Heather can reply. Okay. You help women get the courage to go on dating and after that make a list with what they really want.
Yes.
Exactly what they deserve, what they don't want,
Yeah. And
what
how
they
they
will
want
permit.
to. They don't want to feel excited. Don't get hooked up in the chemistry, because chemistry in the immediate effect generally is the ignition of an old pattern. So that will be choosing the bad boys, choosing people who are unavailable, because somehow early in life, that's what you experienced as connection. It's a sort of twist, but it is. I think if we put it in a concrete terms, if your first relationship with your parents was of being slapped, that's what you think connection is. That's what you think relationship is. So
Yeah,
you
so
have
you
to.
will jump for that instead of looking carefully, let's say.
Yes, exactly. It stirs up all the body energies of excitement, and that's not what you want. What you want to feel is at home, safe, cared for, considered. You want somebody really thoughtful who really listens to your feelings and needs and validates them and acts accordingly.
And this person really exists, right?
They do. They do. Honestly, I see it. I see it. And it's such a joy to me. I have a card, and I don't know if it's actually in my background, which says, I'll never stop being grateful for you. And that was sent to me from a woman she'd had quite a long marriage that wasn't that happy. And she met somebody who was an old school friend. We did calling in the one and we did a bit of conscious uncoupling because she got married very young. And I don't think she was fully grown up and neither was he. So they sort of grew up together, but not always very comfortably, let's put it that way. After he died, several years later, we did the work. She looked back at her early family life, which was essentially one of emotional absence and secrets and affairs. And that she was the confidant to everybody in the family. So her needs were way bottom of the list, even if they were on the list at all. So we did all that work and she really learned to value herself. I see her on Facebook now with her new man. She's so happy. She always wanted her visualization, when you think, Where are you? What do you want? What do you want to be feeling? She did that. She was on a boat looking at the sunset with him,
Oh.
with his arm around her, and they live part time on a boat, and they
Oh.
send photographs out on Facebook on a boat all the time,
Yeah, this
watching
is
the
so,
sunset.
yeah, this is so touching. Felicia says, I tried a dating app for a few days, canceled the account. Everybody was asking when I have time. When I have time to take care of a man, or asking directly for my address to see how long they have to ride to my place. What? Directly in bed? I'm very disappointed. I'm not going to try apps anytime soon. I don't need to jump in bed with someone. I want connection and respect first. Yeah, but Felicia is right. How can these women find a man? Where can they find? Look, for Felicia didn't work the app,
I think what
dating
you
app.
really need to do, the apps are good places, but you really need to be, I'm going to use the word again, discerning. So maybe that's quite a complex word. Let's unpack it a bit. It means you observe, you really listen to your gut about whether this person feels safe.
Yeah, but where can they find those
They're on
persons?
the apps. They're on the apps. They are there. There's a wonderful Facebook group which I would recommend anybody dating joins, and it's called the Burned Haystacks Dating Method. And she has analyzed the, this is Jenny Young, she's analyzed what people put, what men put in their profiles, and it gives you an idea of who they are. She was looking at one recently, and he'd written all sorts of things that sounded really nice and sort of clear guy, sounded good. And then it asked for what his favorite music was. And his favorite music was something called Red Line. And the song is all about, I don't care what your boundaries are, I'm crossing them anyway.
Oh,
Can we write her name here?
yeah, of the group. I wanted to ask
So
you the
I'll
same.
do that.
Yeah, and I will also write it on Facebook later on.
Yeah. She's great. She's got a book out next year, but I'm sending everybody her stuff one way or another, directing them to her because she's so good. She's a professor of rhetoric.
Oh, I see. So
So
burn.
she teaches you the
Yes.
patterns. So
Yeah.
it might be they'll test and apologize. There might be an unseemly joke, Maybe I could come round to yours, darling,
Yeah.
and then you'll say, I think we're a bit early in the process for that. And then they'll say, oh, it's all right. I didn't mean it. I was just joking.
I was just joking. Yeah.
We know what we think of just joking like that.
Yeah.
That's a technical term.
Yeah.
So if you're just listening, anybody, that was me giving them the one finger.
Yeah. So on the profile, it's important to talk to, I don't know, a lot of men and see which one.
No, don't talk to them.
Okay.
Don't get engaged. The burned haystacks is so good because it means you burn the haystack to find the one needle. And there are people finding needles all the time. She has success stories up in her Facebook group all the time. Now, there's two things I would say.
Yeah.
This could work for you if you've done your emotional work. You need to do the emotional work first. Otherwise, your gut won't act properly for you. It will act according to old patterns of what feels familiar. Like with the sexual energy, you'll go with somebody that feels familiar. So you might find somebody that is love bombing, or somebody that's seductive, or somebody that feels powerful and says he's a real protector. I can remember years and years ago now. I had a client and she said she thought that her husband would be a real good protector provider and he had a gun. It
Oh.
never occurred to her that he would ever point that at her, but that's
Oh.
what happened. He didn't actually shoot her, but that's what happened. And he didn't have any relationship skills in terms of resolving conflicts or stating feelings clearly. He just went straight to up in the air, angry. So these are things that you need to really work through. I'm talking about six things at once, I beg your pardon. So there's the discernment, there's doing your own work so that you are discerning from a clear place, from your highest, wisest self. Tomorrow, I'm going to go and do some video filming. If I go with my frightened 6-year-old that was ridiculed and humiliated in class for speaking out loud in front of the class, as requested, that video will not go very well. If I go as me, imagining myself and living into and feeling the me that walks out on that to that red dot of the TED Talk carpet with things that are important to say, that you feel the difference just as I'm talking. 6-year-old me is like this, but that woman is more than I am now. I can feel her sort of put steel in my backbone, you know, woo. And she's encouraging me. So that's the sort of person you want to be dating from. When you're imagining who you are and who you want to be with, how am I feeling there? I get people to do their vision really early. And if they have difficulty with it, because people do, because they've never had an experience of true love, it's hard to imagine it. So I say, well, let's imagine you are on the date with your husband of 5 years, and you are sitting on a beautiful terrace. You're holding hands across the table and looking out at a view across a wide river valley, the sea in the distance. And the smell of the herbs is wafting up the river valley. You can smell it. You can smell it. You can feel the warmth of his hand in yours. And you look at each other and you say, wow. Hasn't this last 5 years been wonderful? Here's to the next five, and the next five, and the next five. And you clink your glasses, and he comes around and embraces you. Okay. That's the woman you want to be living from. So from there, I am really loved and cherished. I'm seen, heard, valued. This man knows what I want, knows what I need. And loves me dearly. That's who you want to be dating from. So, any other person that comes across your path that doesn't make you feel like that, that makes you feel a bit anxious, yeah, that's how you discern. That's how you choose. I hope
That's
that's
lovely.
clearer.
Yeah, actually, I remained without words. It was so, it was so lovely. Do you have other success stories? Other women you
Yes.
work with, and where are they now?
Right. There's a lovely woman on my website. There's a little video by Tasha Chen. She lives in America, in Florida. She and had this is all in the public domain. So she talks about this in her Facebook groups, and you know, so I know I'm not breaching confidence, just to be assured. She had a checkered history with men, and she had a coercive marriage, a very dismissive husband who treated her like a workhorse, basically. Yeah, it's really unpleasant. She's a thoroughbred, you know. You don't make a thoroughbred carry heavy weights. Yeah. Given the very smallest of jockeys and hope for the best. Yeah. But so she's a thoroughbred, and she left him. She knew that it wasn't right, that sort of coercion and oppression, she couldn't stand it anymore. So she left him, and she had other relationships. And one she had was with a man who actually tracked her phone. For her, the early love connection meant fear and anxiety. There was the thrill of making up after bad arguments, but there had to be bad arguments. There had to be pursuit. It was sort of high energy drama. That's what she thought love was. And she thought it was suffering because that's what she'd experienced when she was young. So during the course of our work, we realized all of this. We did some conscious uncoupling from both him and her husband. And then we did calling in the one. And she now is married to a man who's way better than she ever imagined possible for her. Just lovely. And they travel regularly. She loves traveling, and he makes that happen. Together they do it. They've been to Santorini and Paris and Bora Bora for their honeymoon. They get around. And more local to me, it's my lovely, lovely lady, Shalene, she's called, and she's done some video things for me as well. She's beautiful, and she did Calling in the Woman with me. Really did the work, and she's quite spiritual, so she did quite a lot of spiritual work at adding the ritual and focus for herself. And she has met the man, and she says to me, he's way more than I ever imagined. And she had quite a high imagining, very imaginative. And he's come to live close to her, and they are working together, building a life. They've got the same values. Their first dates were on the telephone, and they talked. Their first date was 2.5 hours long. They just
Oh.
have a chat,
Yeah, but they talked about values and everything that was important for them.
They did exactly that, and getting to know each other really warmly and kindly. And neither of them can believe they've found each other. It's really lovely to see.
Yeah, very lovely indeed. And with a lot of hope. Your stories have a lot of hope in them.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I see it all the time.
Yeah. So any other tips for Felicia, for example, or any other women out there?
Sorry, I misunderstood you.
Do you have any other tips for Felicia or any other women
Oh,
out
Felicia. Right.
there?
Sorry. You pronounce it differently from how I read it. Sorry.
Yeah.
I would say read the book, Calling in the One, or Conscious Uncoupling, or both, and do the work from there. If you can't have individual coaching, which I actually think is the best, but I would, wouldn't I? But I do, because you get really individual attention. Get together with some friends, like minds, and do it. Do it together so you've got some accountability. You have to have some group rules, and the book will tell you, particularly Calling in the One, will tell you how to set up as a group and do that. Treat it as a workbook for you to find out about you, let go of old patterns, develop trust. And I would say you want to choose women or men for that matter,
Yeah.
who are growth mindset people. You need to be very careful about not choosing to be in a group with people who, how can I put this? In building terms, you'd want somebody who's a nice warm fire, a radiator, somebody that's generative and positive and is interested in rising and being warm. You don't want to drain who every time you give them something lets it go down the drain.
Yeah.
Or
Yeah.
drains you. Just, there's always the person with the most need. Don't have anybody who's got high drama going on. Choose people who are at a calm place in their lives and really dedicated to going forwards and doing this.
Yeah, they're very good tips. And except dating apps,
Yeah.
what other places can women find some suitable man for them?
Remember who you are
Yeah.
in that real high vision of you. What's that woman doing? Is she learning to sail? Is she learning to skate? Is she learning to flower arrange? Go and do the things that really fulfill you. You have to call in you first. I've got a wonderful woman who's learning theatrical skills. She's singing. She's having voice lessons and singing lessons now for the first time in her life. She's really finding her voice. It's beautiful. She's part of a little singing group that goes around and does 1940s songs, to celebrate the end of the war. They went around last year and did loads. It's really wonderful.
Yeah, in Romania, women find it hard to find men because they don't know where to look. Besides dating app, they don't know where to go. To go
Okay.
to theater or to go to a concert, or that is why I was asking you, how do you think they can find men?
Yeah, that's what I would
Because
do.
they go home, they go to their job and so on, and they don't go out much. That is why it's very difficult for them to find men.
Is it culturally acceptable to go out? Well, go out. Don't stay home. Go out. And just do the things that you enjoy where men are too. It might be that you go to some sporting events because quite a lot of men are into sport, if you like sport. I mean, that would just be worse than watching paint dry for me. But if you've got that in you, do that. I met Ian and he'd been wanting to go to dance classes for years. I'd been dancing and I dated a few guys from the dancing classes I went to. He wanted to go dancing, so we went dancing together. And the number of couples that got together through learning how to dance, we did modern jive, Sorok. There are others like salsa, where you don't have to go with somebody to learn. Sometimes if it's ballroom, they ask you to take a partner with you. Look for tango or something like that, where there are people who've got a bit of energy and expression about them. If that's you. If you like to play football, go and learn football. Go and join a team. There will be coaches. There will be men watching, and use all those same discernment things when you meet somebody in person. How do they speak to you? How well are they regarded by other people in their community? Do they have a friendship group? Do they go out and get drunk every Friday and Saturday night? You don't want one of them, How do they treat people? Are they respectful? Are they warm? Are they soft? Are they authoritarian? Because quite often sporty people might be a bit sort of, you've got to do it this way, sort of stuff. Do you want that? Really feel that person that is you with your equivalent on the terrace. Look around and raise your eyes as that woman and see with her eyes and be seen by good people. Because the other thing that is part of this, if you're living from that, you're radiant with that. And you attract a whole other load of people that you would never have seen before.
So it's important to, I don't know, to be good with yourself. And
Yeah.
after that, you will attract the right things, the
You
right
will.
people, the right things, and so on.
Yeah.
Do you have any other tips for women?
Get support. Don't do it alone. Have people you can reflect with, of a similar mindset, growth, and I would
Read.
read, watch stuff. I've got all of my podcasts, which you kindly are on. I've got all of my podcasts, which tell you all sorts of things, which is revolutionize your love life. I'm sure you'll put that, people can find me, can connect up, watch my posts as well, because I'm endlessly talking about how to have a good relationship.
In Romania, as I said, it is a little bit difficult to find that person. So they need to find the man, and after that, to have a good
You can do
relationship.
that. Have to find is
And
there.
that is why, they block the first step to find the man.
And it's important. Don't rush it. You're looking for a needle in a haystack. The best place to look is amongst your friends' friends, because they're already sort of tried and tested. But don't settle for a piece of straw. Wait for the needle. You'll see it when it shines.
That's a very good tip. Can you tell us a few things about the methods you use?
I've sort of given you a little bit of an overview, but with calling in the one, we really get a clear picture of what you want. We make an intention that is like my intention on Valentine's Day. I'm going to wake up with my true love next Valentine's Day and ever after. I didn't know I was making an intention, but it was like a body and soul. Ah, I am absolutely determined. I do want to create a miracle in my love life. So we have something like that that you write down that you can remember. And then we do the vision and we make a recording so you can go back to it and listen time and again. So you get used to being in that woman who's on the terrace with the lovely husband. You get used to that. And you do your shopping like that. You go to the bank like that. You go to work like that. You ride the bus like that, or the tram or the tube like that, Felicia. So that's really first Pronos. You make space because so many of us think, well, they'll just have to fit in. We'll imagine how it'll be. We don't really live intentionally. So you have to make space in your diary and take some actions, like going to the boating lake and having a picnic in the park, or whatever it is, to make yourself visible, or going on a dating app, or getting support with that. You make space so that there is room for him to come and date you by taking yourself on dates. And that can be with friends. It doesn't, you don't have to walk about alone. That can be with friends. It can be going to see a film regularly, doing those things that would be the space he would occupy, so that that space is always there for him to walk into. So that's another piece. Make space in your house. So if you have a double bed, which I would advise you do, you have bedside tables on both sides and a lamp on both sides. And in the drawer on his side, you have a few things that men might like. So some male deodorant, some male shampoo, maybe a razor, a nice towel or flannel or something like that. Just a few small things that represent men. Oh, a fresh toothbrush. This is not for your first date, ladies, remember? This is for 6 or 7 weeks in, at least. So you do that. You make it inviting. You buy two cups, you buy two plates that represent you, two nice champagne glasses. They can be from the supermarket. They don't have to be cut glass, but they represent the two of you celebrating together. Things that you like. There could be a nice book on his side of the bed that represents growth, that shows his mindset. That's what you're inviting in and you're making room for. So then we look at your patterns. Exactly, most of us choose unavailable men, and that can be literally that they're married to somebody else, or that they live 2,000 miles away, or it can mean that they can be there, but they aren't emotionally involved with themselves, let alone you. They're not emotionally available. They might not be able to talk about their feelings or able to ask you about yours. Or they're so stressed in themselves, they haven't got room for anybody else. Those are the unavailability things.
Yeah.
And ideally, you want somebody who's not just out of a relationship, because they might have to do the work to re repair and recover with you, that makes you an interim relationship rather than a future relationship. So that's just as an aside. So we look at your patterns, and then we look back where they come from. So we look back to your early life, your early attachment styles, and I teach you something called True You Awakening, which helps you to move out of being, like for me, the six-year-old in my maths class, to being the powerful woman on the TED Talk red carpet dot. I teach you how to live there more often. So when you get triggered and feel little, as I'm sure I will tomorrow, I can empower myself, as you saw me do, as you see me do, immediately change position. That's not who I am. I've got her in my arms. She's safe with me. But I'm not going to take her tomorrow. She can stay home and play here with my dog. No, I'm going in my most powerful self. And that's who you want to be developing into. So that's why we do the True You Awakening, so that you can become that and stay there as consistently as possible. Whenever you make an intention, what you need to do to become that person will be tested and given to. So you'll be given the obstacles that you need to grow through to rise above. So that just is basically, you'll probably find you attract somebody who is a bit like a former partner, and it will be, do you want to do that again? Do you really want to do that again? And you might go down that track and come out the other side, oh God, I wish I hadn't done that, but I have learned this, 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 and this. And you just forgive yourself and move on, because that's in service to your growth. Don't do anything dangerous, obviously, but be in service to your growth. So the other things that will come, because you're no longer doing the 6-year-old thing looking down, as you start to live from this woman, opportunities will come to you. It's amazing how it happens. Just things that you never thought possible. It might be a new job. It might be an opportunity to travel. It might be more money coming into your life. It might be new friendship groups, new things opening up in your town that are of interest for you. There's one woman I'm working with started to do an improvisation course, and now she appears in theatre every Saturday night.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's a different one from the one who does the
Yeah.
singing. Again, finding their voice and finding the play in them, you know, what they like to do to play. So that's who you want to be choosing from. That's who you want to be living from. Take the opportunities, work through the obstacles, and then you're really on your way. We do the fourth piece of it is called setting your course, and it goes deeper into your intention and your vision. It encompasses really what you want to be like, what you want to contribute to the world, what your purpose in the world is like, what your purpose in your relationship is like, what you want to give and receive. We go into that a lot more deeply so that when you're actually going into the dating world, it's rock solid inside you. And we look at what you need to let go of. You know, all the old patterns might be old friendships, might be old situations, ways of being, things that you do. You know, might like getting drunk yourself on a Saturday night. You might want to let go of that,
Yeah, or old beliefs, you know.
all those old beliefs, yeah, they come in the True You Awakening process. We examine all those old beliefs of I'm not good enough, I don't belong,
I
I'm not,
don't deserve to find love. I don't deserve to be happy.
yeah, I'm unworthy of love, yeah,
Yeah.
I'm not important, I don't matter,
I don't have anything to offer.
yeah. Jesus, if you're listening to this, you're already known. You must know you are a catch. Part of you will wobble and say, oh no, I'm not. But if you're listening to this, the woman on the balcony, on the terrace, is saying to you, no, come with me. That's who you really are. Come with me. You wouldn't be listening to this otherwise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody deserves to be happy and not to
They
stay
do.
in unhappy marriages.
Yeah. And yes, absolutely. I'll tell you about the conscious uncoupling process too,
Yeah.
because that's important. So sometimes people come and they're just out of a relationship, and we talk about what effect that has on them. It's quite a lot of emotional stabilization goes on when they're, you know, it's just the shock of being left or leaving is big. So we do some calming, steadying, so that if you're divorcing, you're not doing it from a really disturbed and turbulent 6-year-old self that gets
Yeah.
triggered. Try and keep in your adult self. And in that case, your identity will be drawn from being the capable, solid woman you are beyond this marriage, either letting go completely of that person or co-parenting in a way or just living your truth in life in a way that allows you to hold your boundaries and respect, self-respect. And there are lots of things. There's lots on my podcast about how to set up boundaries with a narcissistic person. It's the sort of co-parenting with a toxic ex.
No.
Good book called that. So all of those things, those are things that you'll need to be addressing, but you do it from that place. So you're divorcing from the outcome backwards. You want to have a really good relationship with your ex so you can bring up your children and not poison their minds against either of you and tear them apart and do them untold emotional damage. You don't want that. You want them to be as calm as possible. We're one family in two homes. That's where you want them to be. And you don't want to spend all of your money fighting in the courts that is needed for giving you both a home with bedrooms for the children or a good start if you don't have children, a good start to go on with. That's what you're aiming for, and that's where you're living from. So we look at how you got where you did. We look at how you treated yourself. Because the premises of calling in the one And the true you awakening are how do you treat yourself? How does that enable others to treat you? And what does that manifest for you in the world? So if you are treating yourself, yes, you know about this stuff, don't you? Yeah. If you are treating yourself as I don't matter, I'm not important, I don't deserve to be loved, I'm not good enough, I'm invisible, that's a really big one. I'm not allowed, I don't belong. I'm trying to think, I'm not safe is massive. I'm alone. That's a really big one for women. Sort of forced independence from childhood, so we don't know how to have relationship that really has any true deep connection. So we address all of those. We look at how you got to where you did and what amends you can make to yourself. It's forgiving. Okay, I maybe missed red flags, or I missed opportunities when I could have stood up for myself, or I missed the chance to make a decision for me. I've gone along with things that I didn't ought to. All of those kinds of things. We look at that in your relationship history. Forgive yourself. And the most important thing is to make amends. And that can be, I will never let that happen to me again. Or I will live my life from my authentic self now. I will value myself. I will acknowledge the gifts that I have that I thought were just commonplace before. You know, we tend to think as women, what we can do, everybody can do, that our intelligence level is the same as everybody else, that our wisdom is the same as everybody else. It really, really isn't. I still think that now. I think everybody knows what I know, but they don't, do they? They don't. Oh dear.
And everybody's unique in some way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, I've got a friend lives locally. She's over 60. She runs marathons. And she
Oh.
just thinks, you know, that well, that's something I do. Gobsmacked. No chance of me ever doing that. I might do a dance around a dance floor, but never, never a marathon. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah. But actually, it's never too late to find the love of your life or to
No.
go to marathons or whatever.
Yeah. You clean all this up. If there's a chance you clear the air with your ex, if they're trustworthy, or if not, we do a sort of mental, emotional, spiritual separation so that you give them back what's theirs, you have what's yours. If there's a need, if you've done anything that's been bad towards them, you can make amends towards them, you know, within bounds. It may not be fairness with the courts. Sometimes people will give their ex more money than they're entitled to because they want them to be able to get on with life or provide a home for the children with them too. You know, it may be something like that.
Yeah, and to have some peace.
Yeah, to have some peace, yeah. And it's what's morally right rather than what's legally right. And
Yeah.
you'll feel that. As you really grow into yourself, you'll feel what's right for you.
Yeah.
And then
Because
you look at
you gain peace and freedom.
you do, and those are huge.
Very important.
Yeah, one of my clients says, you know, she gets approached quite a lot by different men, and she says her discernment is, will he disturb my peace? Yes, he will, or no, he won't. He's worth seeing if he would actually contribute to my peace. That's how she
Yeah.
feels it, you know, and that, I think that's quite a good way to look at it.
Yeah, definitely. Felicia, do you have any other questions?
No, thank you. Interesting stories. I will check definitely out your podcasts, Heather.
Very
Yes,
well.
you know, in Romania, it's 1 second. I will disconnect the headphones. So, in Romania, it's a little bit difficult to make all these activities you said. For example, I don't know, yachting or horse riding or I don't know what. They are not so popular, and thus they are very expensive. So it's a little challenge for medium income women to go and practice something like this.
Yeah.
It's and I was I was last year to some chiropractician or something like this. He was a very small and very unpleasant and not at all good looking man. And he said, "Ah, I went to a dancing class to meet women because I need to meet women." Oh, when I heard him, I said I wanted to go to a dancing class myself. And I told my daughter, "Oh, let it be. I will not go to any
Not
dance.
to his, no.
No, if I meet him." Yes.
Oh,
So
dear.
yes, it's a process. I'm aware. It's a process.
Yes. And the other thing, one of my clients met her partner through volunteering. She works for a charity and they do dinners every weekend for people who haven't got much money. So you can go the other way. It doesn't have to be sort of the big glamour life. It can be.
Yes, I joined recently an association who does volunteering in the addiction field. I want to make but I'm waiting for them to start a new class for a counselor in addictions.
Right, wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah, because
And
it doesn't have to be expensive activities, as Heather said. It can be any activity, but free activity, or something voluntarily.
Yeah.
Clearly,
Something that
yes.
matters to you.
For example, if you like painting or drawing and you go to a painting class, maybe there is a man waiting for you there.
Yes, to paint my portrait.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, and to make you happy for the rest of your life.
Stranger things have happened.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm sure. I'm sure they have.
I know of one lady, and she said, "I don't want to be doing anything. I want my true love to come to my door." And he did. He was the plumber. Came to my door.
Intention is very important.
It is.
Yeah, but in most cases, you really must do something, not just wait for, for
Yeah, it's
Brad
better.
Pitt to come to our door.
Yeah, it's better to be active. Yeah, Felicia, do you have any other questions for Heather?
No, thank you very much. It was very interesting.
Yeah. Can you tell us again, please, the title of the book?
Falling in the One.
Calling in the One. Okay, let me write it down. I
Is
don't
one of
know this
them
one. Calling into One. Okay,
in
and the
the
author
one,
is.
calling in the one, Catherine Woodward Thomas.
Okay.
Shall
Can
I
you
spell
write
that
it on
out?
chat? Yeah. It's better. Thank you very much.
The other one is Conscious Uncoupling.
Yeah, you may write the.
I'll do them both.
Yeah, thank you.
She wrote them both.
Okay. So it's Catherine Woodward Thomas.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah, thank you. Do you have something else to add, Heather?
No, I think that's everything.
Yeah, it was very, very, very nice talking to you. And you gave us very, very, very important tips, information tips. And Felicia, just let us know when you find the love of your life.
Yes, I will let you know for sure.
Yeah, so Heather can, just put it there on her success stories.
Okay, let's do something. Let's do something. Felicia.
Yes.
Felicia. It's my heartfelt wish that you find the true love of your life. He's ready, willing, able, and available. And he is all the things you've ever wished for and more. There is beautiful security and safety between you. You love each other deeply. Beautiful, beautiful passion. And you have the same life goals, similar interests, and fulfill yourselves in your life, in your families, in your world, to your fullest. And all of this happens in the easiest, most relaxed, calm, and healthy way, so naturally. It's my heartfelt wish it happens before the end of 2025. I ask this for the good of all concerned, but most especially for lovely Felicia, who's bravely shown up today and is making this step for herself. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
You are so welcome.
Thank you, Heather. We will definitely let you know about the news.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Bye. Have a lovely
day. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Revolutionize Your Love Life. I'd like to know what has been your biggest takeaway from this conversation. Do take a minute and share this with us and visit us on our Facebook page. You can connect with me personally on my email at heather@heathergarbutt.com. If you can think of someone who will benefit from listening to this podcast, please do share it with them. If you have any feedback on how I can improve it, please do reach out to me, as I'm always keen to learn more. Thank you so much again for listening, and we'll meet again on the next episode of Revolutionize Your Love Life.